Dr. Masood Shah, dictating history and physical examination on Patricia Kozma, K-O-Z-M-A, Patricia, P-A-T. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12-24-1950. Date of service is 10-14-2025. Ms. Kozma is a very pleasant 74-year-old female with a history of fall. She had left tibial fracture. Patient had outpatient left tibial open reduction in terms of ORIF. Was sent home. She was brought home where she had subsequent fall while trying to use the bathroom. She denied any head trauma. She denied any loss of consciousness. She denied any prodromal symptoms. She was brought back to the emergency room. She had an obvious open left distal tibial deformity and was unable to ambulate. Therefore, patient was brought to the emergency room. Imaging showed an oblique fracture of the left tibia. Exam was consistent with grade 1 open fracture. Patient was given antibiotics. Wound was irrigated, reduced, and is splinted. Ortho was consulted. Patient was placed on non-weight bearing. Elevate left lower extremity was kept in PO. Patient was being monitored. Patient was kept non-weight bearing, was placed in a splint, no driving. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of significant pain in her legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. There is any palpitation. There is any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypothyroidism, history of asthma, chronic back pain, history of hypertension, history of obesity. Past surgical history has been significant for lumbar surgery. Posterior cervical decompression and fusion. L5 screw repositioning. Social history. Smoking. None. Alcohol, none. Allergies to mushrooms. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. History of hypotension on midodrine, also history of hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She does have a history of asthma. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, then I think nausea, no vomiting, then the entire no history of peptic ulcer disease. Then I do urinary, no complaints, musculoskeletal complaints of pain, left leg. History of arthritis. All of the systems for the neurological, she denied any complaints of history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal deficit. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light. Frontal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs, left leg in the cast in place. Able to move her toes. No swelling of the right lower extremities. Impression above and fall, next left tibial fracture, it had a post ORIF. Next asthma, next history of hypertension, history of hypothyroidism, next asthma, next chronic back pain, next obesity, next DJD, next history of cervical spine fusion, as well as history of lower back pain. Pre-implant pain is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult PTOT, she is currently non-weight bearing. She will follow up with orthopedic surgeon, continue other medications, will adjust her pain medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.